Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and greetings, precious disciples. Thank you, Lord, that you've brought us out of carnality, out of darkness, into your marvelous light. And we are now all family as we look to the rock from which we were honed. Thank you, Father God, you've brought us back into the eternal reality of that you've always had in your heart, that our lives are hid with Christ in God, that in Christ we are holy and blameless in love in your sight. So thank you for this great treasure and this mighty enlightening and increase of value and increase of understanding how to live our lives. It all comes in the beauty of being restored, being called out of darkness into your marvelous light to declare the praises of you that has called us and given us all this beautiful, mighty love that we were predestined to have from the beginning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious disciples. It's the last three verses in Ephesians 5, and we're reading from the Mirror.
Marriage reflects this union. A man would separate himself from his own parents to be glued to his wife. Thus, two separate people are now merged into one new identity. Two individuals become one flesh. In the same way, he elevated us from our natural birth as our only identity to an understanding of our origin in him. This he confirmed again in our new birth, his resurrection, and our subsequent restored joint position together with him in heavenly places. Thus, he brought about a new union of intimate oneness, God and mankind revealed again in one person. Verse 32. The secret of a successful marriage is reflected in this inseparable union between Christ and the Church as God's redeemed image and likeness in mankind. This union ultimately defines both marriage and church. Verse 33. In conclusion, then, no one has any excuse to love his wife less than what he loves himself. At the same time, every wife is now free and fully empowered to honor her husband in the same context and devotion as the church would respond to the love initiative of Christ. We love him because he first loved us, as we read in 1 John 4, verse 19.
Hallelujah. I think that said us all, eh? Yeah, everything, all our relationships with our marriage partners, our relationship with our children, our family, our friends, it's all changed since we've been taken out of darkness into this marvelous light of God's goodness and God's kingdom. And now it's kingdom realities that we partake of, and it's kingdom realities that we share. And I think of Revelations, where it talks to the churches, where it talks to the bride. And in there we see that whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And we overcome the world with the new manner that is given to us, a new name that is given to us, all the beautiful blessings that portrayed there is our reality now, because in Jesus we are blessed with every spiritual blessing, everything pertaining to life and godliness, just as God predestined us. So we've been brought into the predestined plan of God now, and that's where we find our value, in relationship, in obedience, in living out that which God works in us to will and to do. Be blessed because you are blessed. Amen.
Amen.